As usual, the Holy Spirit has provided me with what I need to say. I learned very quickly that I need to trust more than I need to rely on my own strength, because these readings today match so closely my thoughts these past few weeks. To be a priest, I learned out very quickly, requires a tremendous amount of vulnerability, way more than I was willing to offer at first. You immediately become a public person. Every bit of time that you have demands to be given away. And so that line from the first reading struck a chord. I heard that you were in the garden, but I was afraid because I was naked, and so I hid. It's not easy to stand up in front of a bunch of strangers, and so I hid. It's hard to speak from your heart or to share stories of your past that you're not proud of. I have lots of those. And so young people like myself, young priests like myself, I'm not that young, they're younger than me, they hide behind theological homilies, homilies that are dense and impersonal. And you know, when we're in seminary, they teach us how to think, and they teach us all kinds of facts, and we remember a lot of stuff, memorize things. They teach us how to discern, they teach us how to celebrate the sacraments. But they don't teach us how to be vulnerable. They don't teach us how to open ourselves up in front of thousands of people. That's really hard. It takes time to break out of that. It takes trust. And so I quickly learned that if I'm going to be effective, I have to speak from the heart. And so I had to trust you, and I had to trust God, most of all, that God was going to be there for me, and he was going to be there for you. So even if I let you down, he was going to pull through, that he'll send his Spirit to be with all of us when we gather. And so I had to overcome and heal shame, not healed. I'm on the road to healing. Being ashamed of my lackluster background, educational experience in the face of so many highly educated professionals and people who are very accomplished. Being ashamed of my own insecurities, which we probably all share a little bit of that. But you were all there for me. You were all there for me in it. You endured it with me. You persevered with me. And you loved me in spite of that. I remember the first time I came to OLG, I was just sharing this with Father Kevin. It was almost 18 years ago. I think it was around 2000, 2001. And it was the first time I set foot in here. It was well before I was Catholic. A childhood friend of mine from our hometown was married here. And so I remember coming here to their wedding mass. And as I was thinking about it these past few weeks, that was the first mass I'd ever been to. I'd never been to Catholic mass before that. I had no reason to or opportunity to. So my very first mass was right here. I don't remember a whole lot from that day. I remember not being very impressed with the priest. And so I had to overcome some of that. And I remember not going up for communion and wondering what that whole communion thing was about. I didn't know anything about it. But it was a fleeting thought. And there was a seed that was planted. It was planted right here. I didn't know it then. Of course, we never do until we go down the line some miles. The next time I was here was 10 years later when I was in the seminary and I was discerning the priesthood and thinking about becoming a priest. And then finally, as a priest, I was here celebrating my very first mass here was a funeral. My very first funeral. And the mass that's being offered today, very providentially, is being offered for that little girl, for Wynn. And that was my very first funeral here. So somehow God makes this all work, right? He just pulls it all together. And we just stand in awe of it. Our Lady of Grace, this has been such a special place for me. And I wasn't even aware of it. The Lord entrusted me to Our Lady of Grace, the person, Our Lady, and she watched over me, and she protected me, and she guided me through all of those years. The whole time from that very first Mass until this Mass today, Our Blessed Mother brought me from that cynicism and negativity into her love and the love that's expressed by you all. And it's here that I found my brothers and sisters, my mothers and fathers. You have all been sisters and brothers to me, laughing and having fun, crying together, consoling one another, in loss, difficulty, persevering. And I found so many great fatherly examples here at Our Lady of Grace. They didn't teach me how to be a father. They taught all that other stuff to me in seminary. But how do you teach somebody to be a father? You can only do that through example. And there's so many fathers here that I can think of that have been great examples to me when I became a new father. Reflecting on our Heavenly Father, reflecting how He loves us, the one Father, our true Father. And there are so many great mothers here who have expressed our Blessed Mother's care, being empathetic and being patient with my exhaustion, especially at the 6:15 morning Mass, which is just harrowing. I'll miss the people, but I won't miss that Mass. So who are my mother and brothers? You are. You know, the church isn't supposed to be a perfect place. It's not supposed to be a place where we come to show off how put together we are and how perfect we are. It's a place where we come together as sinners, as broken, as wounded. And we find in each other a reflection of God who loves us. Where we minister to each other and we facilitate the healing that God so desperately wants for each one of us. Pope Francis puts it this way: I see the church as a field hospital after a battle, when we're in the hospital, when we go to the hospital and we're sick, we don't have embarrassment or shame anymore. I remember a few months ago I was in Israel, and the very first day I got food poisoning, and it was bad. It was like the worst I'd ever had, and I had to go to the hospital. I had to get fluids. I had to get something to stop the results, and I had no embarrassment. I had no embarrassment about the ugliness of my situation and my condition. You're okay with that, and you just deal with it, right? And I needed help. I needed help fast there. That should be the church. That's my vision of a church, where we have a radical honesty with one another, where we're free from the anxiety, the insecurities that separate us. Because our radical vulnerability and our openness to reality, it opens us to one another. Only when we do this can we really worship God. Only when we do this. And so, just some last words that I would share with you. I want you to celebrate your new associate. You got a new guy coming here. He's a classmate of mine. He has gifts and talents and strengths that God is going to use to continue your path toward heaven. And so celebrate him. And I'm excited for you all. I'm excited for myself. I'm going off to a wonderful new place. I figured it out that I've been now in two churches, both named after the two people born without sin, Our Lady and St. John the Baptist. That's a wonderful, pure, holy place to be. And so I want to leave you with a prayer. I made a holy card for everybody. They're out front there when you leave. And I'd like you to take one. They're available in the commons, and I encourage you to pray this every day. Pray it in the morning. Pray it before you start your day. Because the day gets away from us pretty quickly. There's a craziness that kind of takes over. And so pray this offering to our Lord every morning. And it goes like this: Lord, in all things I desire to do your will, to unite myself wholly to your Son's passion, death, and resurrection. You have given me talents and gifts which I express in the work that I perform for your glory. Today I dedicate my work to the building up of your kingdom. Where I fall short, grant me pardon. Where I succeed, take the credit from me. Let those whom I interact with today find an encounter with your Holy Spirit dwelling within me. Give me joy in fulfilling your will through the specific work that you have called me to do. My life does not have a mission, but is a mission to make you known and loved, to become the saint that you have called me to be, and to be an agent of your charity to all I meet. for the praise and glory of your Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.